where it sounds really crazy, but they really want us to work on receiving. Why would that be a problem? If you were a kid, it's like, how many cookies would you like? How many, you know, whatever it is. Like, more please. Like, it would just come automatically. They would want enough cookies until their tummy gets sick. So it's really not a problem, but for us, they're saying that we tend to be very conservative. We tend to be gun shy. In other words, we've all gotten our hands slapped a time or two. And so we're carrying that lower consciousness disease. So the more that we can remember that we literally are divinity, we are the divine in form, to experience form, that it's like, how would I say this? It's like they're helping us to go out, they're saying outside, but what they mean by outside is like beyond limitation, beyond boundary, beyond, and here's where we all have to start self-adjusting, where we consider it to be safe. So in other words, all of us found like a safe part of the story. Yeah, it is being recorded. We're all finding a safe part of the story. In other words, we found a place to stand where we weren't bothered too much. It's sort of like, okay, if I'm here, no one really bothers me and I can go ahead and perform. But the problem is we all started walking backwards. In other words, we all walked away from ourselves. So even though it feels self-justified, even though it feels tremendously well, we're missing parts of ourselves. We're missing our whole self. We're not functioning out of our glorious essence. So this is about returning to our extraordinary existence. We want to feel that. Like a sense of we went away and now we're returning back. So in other words, we're gaining, we're having it all. So we want to have that feeling where we were functioning without our whole self. So we're growing. So we want to feel that growth, accentuation, advancement, like, oh my gosh, I'm starting to feel like who I actually really am. Anything where we can start really beginning to touch gold, where we can start beginning to touch inside, where we can start like really shaking our higher self's hand. It's sort of like, oh my gosh, it's so nice. I knew you were here somewhere. It's so nice to finally get introduced. So like anything where we're going past like the passages of time, where there's a finite separation, where like it's there's a stopping point. So that's what they're very interested in each of us discovering. Like wherever our mind has imagined there's a limitation, a stopping point, we're going to sort of like add the etc. So in other words, and additional. So now think of like bridge maker, moving into a new consciousness, continuation. So just think of like, you know, all of the beautiful beings on earth, like just herded like cattle in a lower consciousness reality. And it's sort of like they're bumping into each other because they don't know where to go. And so you're recognizing that, wait a minute, I'm here with the next new arrival. I'm here with the grandest approach inside, meaning I'm here with the extension. I'm here with the good news. I'm here and I can finally see. So anything where you really feel of incredible assertive value, in English, we're growing in consciousness. So just think like you're part of the crew, you're part of the spiritual construction crew, anything like that, because it's really true. So the more that you self-adjust to that, you're going to be willing to change your mind. So what they mean by that is you don't have to follow the past. You don't have to follow the limitation. Remember, all of us, like, I don't know, like kind of found like a decent corner where we could self-adjust and be okay and not be bothered. But remember, when we did that, we've left part of who we are. So we're allowing ourselves to graduate. We're allowing ourselves to be seen. Being seen, we want to remember this, that everything is consciousness and we're opening up the correct door. So being seen is as you will receive your accessory, meaning as you will see, receive more of your true self inside. It's like once you see it, once you recognize it, once you see it, it then becomes yours. So you have to graduate in your new lifestyle. In other words, you have to stretch your drawers. So in English, we're not just functioning in the consciousness of the past. We're not just functioning from what we're already familiar with. We want to really feel that it's sort of like, how would I say this? It's almost like if you ever saw the Truman Show, where they were showing how it was all sort of fabricated. So they're showing me sort of like the reality we think we live in. And they're showing me how it's like bendable. Like it's not finite. It's not out there that it can't be influenced, it can't be changed. So something where we really get that it's almost like Plato. Manageable. It's like it's energy. So something where we allow ourselves to grow, to assimilate, to advance. So when we're sharing this, it's like everyone's basically morphing. So you want to allow yourself to receive your favorite gifting. You want to allow yourself to receive your extraordinary nature. So your extraordinary nature, the energy that just ran through my channels on everyone's behalf, is really sensational. So this is where we're receiving new advancement, new association, new ideas, new suggestions. So remember, we're the ones saying yes. We're the ones saying etc. We're the ones going beyond those false limitations of boundaries in our mind. Because as we decide to slide, meaning going beyond the past, going beyond the boundaries, we open up wide. Opening up wide is we want to remember we're all multidimensional. So all these gifts, they're saying from side to side. So if I have gifts being Guinevere in another lifetime, or if I have gifts as Bernadette, like whatever it is, it's like all now available, all now at our request. So how it becomes at our request is we have to decide who we are. If I'm just singular and frightened, then I can request all day long, but it's not going to happen because I'm not deciding for it, if that makes sense. So we're like an active part of this procedure. In other words, we're not just standing there and just getting showered. We're agreeing. So it's like you're recognizing the shower, if you will, to be the truth of yourself, to be the truth of you. So that's where we are bringing in the right change. We're bringing in the right new association. We're bringing in the right new measuring. So receive your true gifting at last. So when they're leaving it now, it's like now it's sealed. Now it's assembled. Now it's ready to thrive. So we really want to receive that. We've all grown energetically. And we want to be very, what would be the word? Like, you know, as if you had like a precious care package, or, you know, like a new kitten or puppy, like something that needed care and attention and love. So this is what we're doing. We're providing care and attention and love to our true self so that we can serve ourselves first. So in other words, we're serving the planet a many, meaning all of us are going to be serving humanity in many beautiful respects because we're helping everyone open their eyes up wide. But it's like the blind leading the blind. It's like in order to serve, we have to properly see. That's what we're self-adjusting to at last. So receive your golden light, a many. they're poetic imagery choice of verbiage, but many. I used to try to edit it, and I'm not supposed to. It turns out there's some kind of energetic offering, so a many, and so it is. So much love.